Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman farmer Steve Berger, who is recognized as one of the 2018 Iowa Master Farmers by Wallace's Farmer Magazine.
How does it feel to get the Master Farmer recognition from Wallace's Farmer Magazine?
Well, it's quite an honor. We're really humbled by it. And it's an award that started by the Wallace's Farmer Magazine back in 1926. And it's quite an honor, and it's one that's very humbling, and I guess we're glad to be a part of it.
I think I heard that your father, Dennis, was that his name?
Right.
He also received this recognition?
Yeah, my mom and dad received it in 1996. And it's, you know, interestingly enough, Washington County probably has the most recipients of the Master Farmer Award. You know, I just running through and counting them up this morning. We have 11 of them, and they date all the way back to 1927. So there's quite a list of farmers that have received this from Washington County, and five of them are from Wellman. Now, the first one started back in 1927 with Carl Anderson from Wellman, Iowa, and he was a state representative and a farmer just southeast of Wellman. So it's an award that's been out there for a long time. There's several other states that also have Master Farmer programs. It originally started in about 1925, and Illinois with the Prairie Farmer Magazine started out with the Master Farmer, and then Wallace's Farmer in Des Moines took it over when Henry A. Wallace was working at the magazine at that time. And, of course, you know, he was founder of Pioneer Hybrids and went on to be vice president of the United States and was Secretary of Agriculture. So there's quite a rich history there of the award.
How would you attribute your success as a farmer, especially in receiving this recognition?
Well, you know, when you farm, you just have to give a lot of credit to your family, you know, just the opportunities to be able to farm, you know, because of the large capital requirements that it takes today. And so we have to be very thankful just for the opportunity and the family history of, you know, getting us to where we're at today. And we're just, you know, hoping that we can continue that and do a good job, and that my parents had taught me how to farm. And I travel a lot, and it's not hard to have Washington County come up in the conversation. Everybody knows where Washington County is, and there are just a lot of farm leaders here. And so I think we build off of that. There's just a lot of inventiveness, a lot of, you know, hardworking farmers, just a lot of ingenuity, and a lot of peer groups form from that. And so, you know, just being from Washington County in this area is just an honor too, and very proud of the farmers in this area and the extension and soil conservation people that we work with. And that also has, you know, a large amount of success too that we attribute that to.
I hear your name pop up a lot whenever I see about, you know, upcoming speaker events or, you know, things for farmers when it comes to no-till and cover cropping, I believe. When did that kind of really take shape for you, implementing those practices?
Well, a little history on no-till. You know, the no-till farming, you know, started back in Kentucky back in the 1950s. You know, that's when it really started. It come through Washington County, you know, in different waves. You know, I think it's about 1970s. Jim Prier, who was a well-known county extension director at that time, and he encouraged us to come to a meeting one night back in about 1978. We're going to learn about no-till farming, and there were several farmers, you know, in the county that started no-till farming, and that means without, you know, any tillage, you know, to try to stop the soil erosion and to conserve soil. And so, I give a lot of credit to Iowa State Extension. Back in those days, it was the Soil Conservation Service, the SCS. Now we know of it as the NRCS. And we had a really strong county committee. The retail farm outlets, you know, the co-ops were very supportive in helping farmers learn new and different techniques of how to apply herbicides. And the machinery manufacturers, you know, were helping us to come up with ways that we could plant into fields that hadn't been tilled. So it was really a group effort. A lot of farmers here embraced it. I think that's important because there was a lot of leadership in the right places at the right time, and they embraced the no-till farming and the conservation. So this happened a long time ago, and we built on it. And then the cover crops started as, you know, as an improvement to no-till. And, you know, we grow a lot of cover crops just as a lot of farmers here in the county do. I think Washington County ranks near the top in the number of acres of cover crop. And so that comes from just a lot, a lot of history, in soil conservation and, trying to take care of our number one resource. So, yep, we do get talked about a lot, but there are also a lot of farmland in Sonoma County that have been working all along with the no-till and cover crops.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wellman farmer Steve Berger, who is recognized as one of the 2018 Iowa Master Farmers by Wallace's Farmer Magazine. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.